Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe for your Friday afternoon practice report, where the team is practicing inside the bubble. We were just in there. It's a little bit warmer in there than it is out here, getting ready for some 70-degree weather in Miami. Let's talk about some players who were not here. Logan Mankins, Rob Gronkowski, no surprises probably on those two guys, and, of course, Chandler Jones.
Yeah, let's start with Logan Mankins. It does look like he'll probably miss his third straight game. We haven't seen him in a while, either practice or in games. But in terms of the perspective of the offensive line, the difference between Wednesday and Friday, on Wednesday there were four offensive linemen not out there. By now, three of them have come back. Sebastian Vollmer, who's really key, especially with Cameron Wake, such a great edge rusher. We've seen Dan Connolly return from Wednesday, and Marcus Zusevic as well. Zusevic would be a key guy if Vollmer can't go. So Mankins, the main guy there. Gronkowski, Jones, we haven't seen them at practice this week. You know, Jones, there was maybe some thinking maybe he'd be around, but don't have him. So when the inactive list comes out on Sunday, a lot of it will be about the offensive line, what kind of reinforcements they have.
Right. Well, let's talk about this game on Sunday against the Dolphins. The Patriots lead the league in turnover differential, plus 24, yeah. And I credit a lot of that to Rob Ninkovich. He's just been outstanding the past couple games, all season long, really. Yeah. And I think that this will be a good test for them to see how long they can keep that streak going.
Yeah, well, he's the key guy on the defensive side. And obviously, Tom Brady's a key guy with that turnover differential. On the offensive side, the streak that he is on, five straight games without an interception, is really remarkable, and they've really protected him as well in terms of pass protection, no fumbles. It's really been incredible, and the Dolphins are not very good in terms of turnover differential. Tannehill has more interceptions than touchdown passes, so stark difference between these two teams when it comes to that, and I'd expect the Patriots to have the edge in turnovers once again, whether it's as big as it's been in some of these more recent games, 4-0, 5-1, whatever it's been. Who knows, but I think they'll have the edge.
Well, Tannehill's a rookie also, and then you can't really compare the two of those guys. Tom Brady, who's a veteran, been doing this quite a lot.
Right, and the Patriots saw Andrew Luck a couple weeks ago,
That's true.
He had some turnovers as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about one thing the players do off the field. They get off the football field sometimes, believe it or not, but on Tuesdays, it's the Celebrate Volunteerism Initiative. This week, they were in Brockton playing interactive games with students.
Yeah, just catching up from something earlier in the week, Devin McCourty and Sterling Moore at the Old Colony YMCA in Brockton, just about a half an hour away from here, and it was a fun day for those guys. There was mentor volunteerism was kind of the theme for the Patriots this week. They were doing a lot of interactive games, a lot of team-building exercises, it seems like trust-building exercises. The Patriots players that were there were having fun. The kids as well. It was a great interactive day, and each week the Patriots have a new theme, and mentor volunteerism was the one this week. A good day out in Brockton.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully a good day this weekend down in Miami, and I know you'll be traveling to the game. I'm jealous you'll be in 77-degree weather.
Well, I'll only be there for about 24 hours, but I'll take it.
Big game for them nonetheless. Yeah. Chance to clinch the AFC East.
That's the thing, and they got to do it. If they don't do it this week, if they don't beat the Dolphins and clinch the AFC East this week, they'd have to wait two more weeks for a chance to do it.
Right.
It's a big game for them.
It really is. They shouldn't overlook this Dolphins team.
No chance.
All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.